Well, today is World Refugee Day, the day that the 65 million refugees around the world are honoured for the strength and courage they've had to flee their homelands because of conflict or natural disaster. In Australia, around 30,000 asylum seekers are waiting to find if they can stay. And after the recent announcement that their support will be cut, many will have nowhere to turn other than to charities and refugee support groups. But how much of the heavy lifting are these groups doing? The Wire's Chris Dastour reports.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in Melbourne is on the phones today running a telethon, hoping to match last year's total of $660,000 raised to fund vital programs for asylum seekers and refugees. CEO Konkara Panagiotidis says for many people, his organisation stands between hope and complete despair.
We're going to be one of the few places that people will be able to go for food, for housing, for legal assistance, for basic aid, for winter blankets and coats to nappies for the newborn bub. So we're facing a humanitarian disaster right now, sadly all made by this government. And so days like today are a way for people to not feel helpless, to not feel hopeless, and actually be part of a solution, which is if we all care a little and give what we can actually provide sanctuary, safety, welcome and dignity to these incredible people who are simply seeking the basic human right to be safe and free.
How much time and money goes into setting up these programs because of the lack of government support?
Well, we now are a $12 million a year organization, all from the support of the community. We don't take a single dollar from the federal government on principle. So we spend $12 million a year to be able to care for some 5,000. But to give you some context for that $12 million, that's what the government has spent for every five men it's held on Manus Island for the last 5 years. As in, it's spent $2.5 million per person to keep them on Manus and Nauru just to harm them. So for the equivalent, we're helping 5,000 people.
The centre uses the money to run a variety of programs. Jibril Diallo runs one of these programs which helps refugees get into the Australian workforce.
Some of them doesn't have right to work. Some of them doesn't have income. They're not working. And so some of them, Centrelink has been cut off. Basically, if you're going to find work and it's very difficult for you to find a work, you're a young person, you don't have a work experience. So it's very, very difficult for those young people to find work. So basically, it's to get them engaged with the program to develop themselves to get ready for work.
Shamsia Mohammadi is a refugee from Afghanistan who moved to Australia when she was 9 years old. At 21, she is studying law and is a youth ambassador for the Australian Refugee Association, an organisation she says is essential.
It's great to have refugee organisations and settlement programs that help refugees settle in when they first come to a new country. Just providing a sort of social network for people to meet others, and personally for me, it's just been a platform for me to share my story, to share my journey with people and, you know, share my voice. I think through that, through my journey, I just want to shed light on the refugee journey. And so I think working with the Australian Refugee Association has helped me do that and helped me share my story with people who might not have met a refugee before. And so I think, yeah, it's great in both ways.
Despite the work done by organisations like the ASRC, Kara Panagiotidis says if the government did step in to help more, it could see a surprising return on its investment.
If you actually had the government trying to protect and uphold the human rights of refugees and ensure that they had the dignity of a safety net, that's it. The government overnight, for 10% of what it spent locking people offshore, it could be providing for all the people that are here in the community and offshore. That safety net, no one's asking for special treatment. People seeking asylum get the opposite of that. All they're asking for is a basic fair go. And if we actually had leadership, what we would see that would be different is we wouldn't be needed. I would love to close our doors. We could be investing in now and getting them job ready and healthy and strong and proud to be here. But instead, what are we doing? We're breaking them and isolating them and pushing them to the margins. It's a disaster.
Konkara Panagiotidis speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.